Well, greetings all of our Facebook and YouTube family. I want to welcome you to our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. It is an honor to be with you. We believe God is going to speak in a tremendous, tremendous way. So I want to thank you for joining us. We pray the blessing of the Lord over you and over your household. We're praying that God's goodness and mercy would abound. It is a fantastic week. We are getting ready for a supernatural encounter this weekend in the city of San Diego. All of our San Diego family, get ready. We're coming for a joint merger of the Raising of the Altar and the Moore Cirillo Legacy Center, Teach Us to Pray. It's going to be phenomenal. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, while we're getting ready, if you could be sure to share the podcast, to like the podcast. Thank you for joining us on Facebook, on YouTube. God bless you, Sister Maggie, Sister Lisa, Sister Mary. If you can be sure, I've got a very special guest waiting in the green room. He is a man of God, one who's caught an impartation of Dr. Cirillo himself, and he's the pastor, one of the lead pastors of the Legacy Center, the VP of Ministries. He's my good friend. If you would help me welcome, if you would, Pastor Greg Morrow. God bless you, Pastor. Welcome, welcome.
Apostle, I can't wait to welcome you to San Diego. The Legacy Center is ready. The Lord is ready. Hundreds of people are registered. The conference is free. Any of your friends that are in the San Diego area, they are part of our family. We would love to welcome them Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I know you have your event on Friday and Saturday morning, but we would love to see them when you're with us Saturday at 6 p.m. and then, of course, anytime on Thursday. But it's a joy. What an honor to be on the Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast.
Amen. Amen. What a great blessing to have you. It's an honor to have you. The anointing you carry and the service, you know, the Bible says that Elijah asked for double portion of the mantle. And when we serve, it positions us to receive double of who we serve. So I see that on your life. I see that in the Legacy Center, and I see that. So it's an honor to have you. So good to see some of our friends on. Ryan, God bless you. Sister Spring is on. God bless you, woman of God. Sister Lucinda, it's going to be phenomenal. I'm going to encourage all of you. They can share that very quickly on my screen. The Lord Teach Us to Pray. That starts Thursday night. I'm going to be there Thursday night supporting, getting my seat in the presence of the Lord. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time. Lord, teach us to pray. That starts Thursday night at 7 p.m. Then there'll be day sessions on Friday morning. I'll also be there supporting, getting filled up for what God is going to do. It's going to be a move of God. So I'm going to make sure, ask you to make sure you get there and register. You know, these conferences, they can take that down. But these conferences at times can, at places, and I'm not against registration. They can register for $200, $300. The caliber of speakers that are coming in. Prophetess Sarah Morgan is no stranger to our ministry. She's a part of our family. She preaches with us regularly. The teachers, the different ministers coming in from around the world, it will be phenomenal. So you don't want to miss that. Please be sure to register. It's going to be phenomenal. So we're going to start with a brief word of prayer. I'm going to ask that God would just bless this time. We're going to be talking today about God teaching us to pray, and it's going to be a wonderful time of the word. And then I'm going to pray with you, and Pastor Greg is going to pray with you, and we're going to believe God to see miracles. We don't just come online just to talk and to be informed. As Paul said, we don't come with words of enticing, words of man's wisdom, but we've come in demonstration and in power. And we want to believe that there are miracles that are happening right now, and they're going to culminate all weekend. So let's just start with a word of prayer. We're going to invite God's presence. We're going to share a few verses, and you'll hear myself teach a little bit, Pastor Greg, back and forth. So Lord, we just come before you, and we invite the anointing to heal and to deliver. We pray miracles and signs and wonders would accompany the teaching and preaching of your word. I ask you to be glorified today. I ask you to open up ears to hear, hearts to discern what thus says the Lord. I pray that the goodness of God would be seen in the land of the living. I ask you for revelation and truth to be clear. I pray that angels would accompany the teaching of these words, that bodies would be well, that minds would be delivered, that souls would be saved, that the captive would be made well. There is no time or distance in the spirit, but you are the miracle worker. So as they're joining in from South Africa, as they're joining in from London and the UK, as Pakistan is on, the Lord bless you. We pray that miracles break through and you be glorified in this moment. This we ask according to your will. In Jesus' name, if you agree, somebody say amen. Amen. So good to see you, Sister Denise, Sister Lisa. God bless you. Please be sure again to share the podcast. We're going to get right to the word of God. Our key verse for the podcast is out of Romans 8:21. I'm going to read that verse to you, and then we're going to get right into Luke chapter 11, verse 1. This is our key verse. Romans 8:21 says, because the creation itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. I want to encourage you one more time that everything created is going to be delivered. That everything that's been created by God, sun, moon, stars, everything that exists is waiting for God's sons and daughters to manifest and free them from bondage, which is slavery that comes from corrupted leadership. When there's corrupted leadership, there's a groan in the land. But the only solution I see in the word of God for famines and wars and rumors of wars is the glory of God. It is the presence of God that will manifest on sons and daughter. Everything created. This scripture tells you that everything is groaning and travailing. The sun is in travail. The moon is in travail. The car, the land, the animal, everything that exists is waiting for God's sons and daughters to reveal Christ in our generation. So we believe that that's vital. And we're going to go right to the book of Luke chapter number 11. This theme for this weekend is, Lord, teach us to pray. As I often quote the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe, someone that I learned much from online, he said, prayer is not a religious activity. It is a legal transaction that when you begin to pray, you legalize in the spirit and you deputize the move of God. See, when there is prayerlessness in the earth, nothing can happen. Nothing can change. It actually licensed defeated devils to take control of land and territory. Let's read, if you would, Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Luke says, according to the Gospel of Luke here, and then we're going to go back and forth, and you're going to hear from Pastor Greg, and we're going to go back and forth in the word. But Luke 11, 1 says, and it came to pass that as he was praying, and this is my topic for the weekend, I'm going to be talking about when it comes to pass when you're praying. Whatever your it is will come to pass as you're praying. Whatever you're in need of, as you pray, it will manifest. In a certain place, when he ceased from praying, one of his disciples asked him, said, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, we've heard this said, that many things Jesus did. He did signs and wonders. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. But they understood the secret of his power was his prayer. I heard this said, and it's a great quote, Pastor Greg, that we spend hours on problems and seconds on prayer. But Jesus would spend hours in prayer and seconds on problems. And the more we pray, the more we stand. And then he begins to teach them the Lord's Prayer. Go ahead, Pastor Greg. Mm-hmm.
You know, Apostle, that's so good. For 37 years, I watched Dr. Morris Cirillo live a life in the presence of God. Prayer was not just something that he made time for. Prayer was something that was his breath. It was his oxygen. Come on. This was a man that was the same off the platform as he was on the platform. 37 years ago, God asked me a question. I was a student at Oral Roberts University. I had a passion in my heart for God to use my life. I was carrying a 10-foot cross. If you come this weekend, you'll meet me. I'm a 6'9" guy carrying a 10-foot cross around the city of Tulsa, sharing the love of Jesus Christ everywhere we could. And then I was a youth pastor in a Methodist church. I was a worship leader in an independent church. And I was just saying, like Isaiah, Lord, here I am. Use my life.
Come on.
And a month before I was ready to graduate, God said something to me. And it's why I'm sitting here now in front of this depiction. I'm at the Legacy Center right now. Yeah. Of course, the image behind me is an image in the evening. But the reason I'm sitting here is because God asked me a question 37 years ago. And that question was this. He said, Greg, what would you think about serving another man's ministry that has the same passion and the same vision that you have, but by serving him, you could accomplish more for me than by going yourself? And I said, Lord, if I could accomplish more serving someone else's vision and sowing into somebody else's dream that has the same motivation that you put in my heart, then Lord, count me in. And our chapel speaker, a few days later, we had chapel twice a week at Oral Roberts University. 5,000-6,000 students would gather in the Mabee Center. It was none other than this little, short, Jewish, orphan prophet of God by the name of Dr. Morris Cirillo. Wow. And what happened in that chapel changed my life. Morris came and spoke the message that God is not depending on anything that we possess. God is depending on what he can make of us. Mm-hmm. He shared the message, and this is such a powerful prayer message, that power does not travel through words.
Come on.
Power travels through relationship. And I was one of 5,000 students just on my knees in the chapel, just reaching out to God, thanking him for his presence, thanking him for his work in our life. And God said, Greg, remember when you said that you would serve another man's ministry that had the same passion and that by serving him, you would accomplish more? He said, Greg, I'm calling you to stand by Morris Cirillo's side and to help him in the ministry. And here we are now, 37 years later.
Wow.
And I just declare that God is not depending on anything that we possess. Prayer is not the work of a man. Prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
That's what I love how you opened in the book of Romans. You know that there's 1,189 chapters in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament.
Wow.
And I don't believe that there's a greater chapter in the entire Word of God besides Romans chapter 8.
Come on, my favorite.
One of the things we'll be learning this weekend, because not only are you coming, and not only is Dr. Larry Lee coming, and not only is Pastor Matthew K. Thompson, not only is Dr. Morris Cirillo's granddaughter, who I am so excited, Becky Cirillo Henderson, for the first time will be speaking in a Morris Cirillo event here at the Legacy Center. I cannot
wait to
be in the room on Friday morning when that happens. But we will be sharing powerful 10 to 12 minute Morris Cirillo, Lord Teach Us to Pray clips throughout the weekend. And really what Brother Cirillo will be sharing with us is that prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. God, prayer is not a work of the flesh, but there is a grace, there is an anointing, and that's why you're coming, and that's why these others are coming, to impart to us, to really be the wind. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they'll mount up with wings like eagles.
Come
on. I believe that there are going to be eagles that are going to mount up under the wind of the anointing of God that you will be bringing, that other speakers will be bringing. And what a place to have this, but here at the Morris Cirillo Legacy International Center, 18 acres, Jerusalem stone on all the buildings, a replica Western Wailing Wall. There are places where you will engage in prayer on the campus in between the sessions. We have one of the most beautiful 50,000 square foot prayer gardens that you will ever see anywhere the world, right here at the center. We have an amazing replica Western Wailing Wall. There are needs, there are prayers that are in the cracks of the wall by the thousands, and we want to encourage the people who come. This prayer conference will not just be us receiving a prayer impartation, but activating prayer, laying hands, seeing miracles. God is going to, I believe, release an avalanche of answered prayer Friday and Saturday here at the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center. The last thing I'll say is this. Morris Cirillo went home to be with the Lord in July of 2020. It was one of the most difficult days that I could ever have imagined. But he spoke to us, Dr. Cirillo did. for many years. And he said, Greg, and he said to our team, God said, build me a legacy center, meaning build God a legacy center. He said, I'm going to help you build it debt-free. And when it's finished and complete, I'm taking you home. And we used to always say to him, Dr. Cirillo, we want to build it. We're with you for that. We're with you for it to be debt-free. But we need you. We can't, you can't go. And sure enough, legacy was completed. We were ready to open April of 2020. Joel Osteen was coming, Bishop Jakes, thousands of partners from all over the world that helped make this possible. Yeah. And then, of course, this thing came in March called COVID, and here we are in California with a brand new event center and hotel in the middle of this pandemic. Wow. And so the opening got moved up and moved up and moved up. And instead of opening in April, we had to keep delaying it. And then on July 10th, just like he said, Dr. Morris Cirillo went home to be with the Lord. But here's what I want to say is that even though Dr. Cirillo is in heaven and now Teresa 2 years later joined him, that anointings and mantles never leave the earth.
Morris Come on. Come on.
Doesn't need his prayer anointing in heaven.
Come on.
He doesn't need his healing anointing. He doesn't need the anointing of God. He's in the presence of God. But mantles, one of two things happens. They either lay dormant, or if you will pick them up, and that's what we're going to do for these next 3 days, is pick up the prayer mantle of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that God is going to do something for us. He's going to cause us to mount up with wings. He's going to cause there to be a wind beneath our wings. And Apostle, I can't wait for your service Saturday night, 6 o'clock, raising a prayer altar here at Legacy. And we are ready. Morris Cirillo said this. He said, open your spirit wide. And we have our spirits open wide for what God will release through you and through all of our great men and women that are coming.
Amen. Amen. Phenomenal, phenomenal, Pastor Greg. What a word. There's a few things I wrote down as you were speaking. I'm just going to reiterate calling all the eagles. Let me encourage you, eagles. I heard this also recently. You know, the hummingbee doesn't live long, but the eagle lives almost 80 years because he rises above the storms. Wow. Let me encourage you. You're just going to soar. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles. I'm going to call you. If you're anywhere in the Inland Empire, some of you need to take a train, a plane, a bus, you know, get on a donkey, get to the Legacy Center this weekend. God's power is going to be manifested. He also said something phenomenal, that anointings and mantles never leave the earth. Come on. When Elijah went up, the mantle hit the ground. And it was necessary for Elisha to go pick it up and call on the God of his father, or the God of a general from the previous generation. And Saturday night, we are going to be anointing men and women. It's an anointing service, if I've read it correctly. Yes. And you can get impartation. Let me just say this. We, a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, we were blessed to be able to teach the staff there at Legacy Center. And the moment I put my feet in that altar, on that stage, I begin to feel the presence of God. Something hit me. I don't know what it was. The Lord told me something is in the atmosphere. Now, I believe, and you see biblically, the glory would manifest on people, on places, and on things, that God would, we could carry the glory. We are to be glory carriers. Romans 8:18 says the suffering of the present time cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Isaiah 60 says that glory is arising and going to be seen on you. We're glory carriers. But also Jacob had encounters with God and saw visitations and said, the Lord was in this place and I didn't know it. I want to encourage you. Legacy Center is a place where God's oil is, and the oil destroys the yoke and it removes the burden. Some of you are asking, you know what, how do I get out of this situation? I feel it strong. The bondage in my children, the issues in my family, the pain I'm suffering in ailments, in infirmity, in malady. Let me encourage you. More than 70 years plus of ministry, God's general labored and toiled. Again, he reminds me of a Daniel. 70 years is longer than most people live, and he served the kingdom with purity, with integrity, and with power. And there is a mantle. Every time the mantle passes, it increases in fervor, And it increases in effectiveness. This is why Elijah wasn't rebuked for asking for a double portion. He said, you asked a hard thing, but you've got to be in position when it falls. If you see me when it falls, you Come can on. Receive it. So let me encourage you. You've got to get in position this weekend. Something's going to happen in San Diego this weekend. The power and the presence of God is going to break chains. There will be burdens removed. There will be yokes destroyed. There will be financial miracles that come. The weight of God's power. There's a few of you watching. You've got prodigals. They're struggling with identity. They're struggling. You raise them to serve the Lord your God. But let me encourage you, as you make your way to the Legacy Center this weekend, the blindfold is coming off of their heart. And the prodigal is about to come back to themselves. It says he was in the pig pen. He was eating the slop, desiring to eat the pig's food. And he came to himself and said, is it not better in my father's house? Let me encourage you, the anointing that I felt, even in staying in the hotel, let me encourage you, if you can stay in that hotel is anointed. The Legacy Center Hotel, the presence of God is there. Normally we get into the room and have to, you know, pray for 15, 30 minutes, casting demons out and putting oil on the wall. We walked in and there was a peace of God in the room, a presence in, I slept like a baby. Amen. Let me encourage you, be a part of what's going to happen. I heard Pastor say one more thing. He said that power travels through relationship and through intimacy. And let me encourage you, there are going to be encounters this weekend. We're not just coming for information, though you're going to be taught thoroughly. These teachers coming are going to bring truth, revelation, power, victory. You're going to learn mysteries of the kingdom. These are phenomenal teachers and preachers of the word from all over the nation and all over the world are going to be tuning in, but you're going to have times of encounter. Times in the presence. There'll be moments of worship. RTA, a worship team, will be leading worship Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening.
Saturday.
There, thank you, Pastor. Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. with Prophetess Morgan. But there'll also be phenomenal psalmists all weekend. And they'll be ushering us into the presence. I'm mindful of the scripture, Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. I want to tell you, the Almighty God is going to manifest, but we're going to step into a realm of presence and power. It's going to be, I've seen it already. I told Pastor Greg a little earlier, he looks like he's been fasting. He looks a lot thinner since I last seen him. It's only been a couple of months. We've been fasting. We've been praying. We've been crying out for God. We're believing for a move of God. Go ahead, Pastor Greg.
Wow. Well, listen, I just want to say there are some that are joining us right now. It just would not be possible. You're in South Africa. I mean, it is possible, but maybe it's not possible. All things are possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Lord spoke to me and said to that this was a conference that being in the room was going to be more significant.
Wow.
You know, then watching it online. I know we like to stream things, and I'm going to give you our website. And you and I'll encourage you, if you can't be here, that you should stream it and watch it. It'll be on our website, mcwe.com, www.mcwe, M for Morris, C for Cirillo, W for World, E for Evangelism, Morris School of Evangelism, www.mcwe.com. All the services will be streamed. The Lord really put an urgency in my heart as I was praying today that there would be things that would happen, because this is not just going to be a conference where we are receiving impartation, but we're being activated, where hands will be laid upon you, where you will have the opportunity for God to use you. You'll have the opportunity for God to use somebody else. God said to me to expect Thursday, Friday, and Saturday more answers to prayer than maybe we have seen in the last 3 years. God said that there's going to be an avalanche, that there is going to be an open heaven. And I am expecting the Lord in every single session to really meet us. Morris Cirillo said this, Apostle, you'll love this and put this in your notes. But he said this was one of the cornerstones of his ministry, that God never intended to use anybody without first giving them an experience.
Wow.
Before can use your life in a greater way,
that's beautiful.
First, he wants to infuse life. You cannot give somebody else something that you do not have yourself. And you're going to receive something, I mean, tangibly.
Hallelujah.
Morris used to say in his meeting, he would say, open your hands. And he said, God is going to put keys. I tell you, one of the great keys of spiritual breakthrough is one word. And that word is timing.
Come on.
I just have a feeling August 22nd, tomorrow, 23rd, 24th, is a very specific timing for you. It's a very specific timing for the body of Christ, for the Church of Jesus Christ, for Southern California, for Legacy. And I just have an excitement like I have never had before for anything that we have ever had the privilege of hosting here. David Cirillo, our president, will be in the meetings. Susan Peterson, Morris and Teresa's daughter, will be in the meetings. You talk about a generational anointing, a generational blessing. Becky Cirillo, Morris and Teresa's granddaughter, David and Barbara's daughter, will be preaching for the first time ever.
Come on.
In
Come
a
on.
Morris Cirillo event here Legacy. At the Legacy Center. I have to tell you, the Lord is sending her. She did not come and ask us. We asked her. She came, and the Lord has really put a burden in her heart and in Chip's heart, her husband, for the vision of her grandfather and for the Praise vision God. Of Legacy. And they've come along in the recent months simply to serve. And she opened her heart one day about 2 months ago with our staff, and all of us looked at each other and we just said, wow, this is something that we need to have in our conferences. And there is something inside of her that has been bottled up for some time. And I tell you, the key to breakthrough is timing. This is time, and this is time.
Come on.
So I'm just excited. I tell you, I told Jerry, there is nothing else I would rather be a part of. There's nothing else, Jerry's my wife, that I'd rather be doing than being here. There is an anointing on this campus.
That's right.
We were just on the plaza with Pastor Matthew K. Thompson, who's speaking tomorrow night.
Wonderful.
I call him America's pastor of prayer. He not only talks about prayer, this is a man that prays 7-8 hours a day, has a church of about 10,000 people in Boston, Massachusetts, Jubilee Amen. Christian Church. He's on Miles McPherson's board of directors. He is an amazing man of prayer. He's on Instagram almost every day. I mean, leading an hour of prayer. And in any case, he's here. And we were on the plaza just a few minutes ago, going live on Facebook. And I tell you, the presence of God that's already on this campus, I experience it every single day. I never take it granted. I always just say, you just have to come and you'll find out for yourself. And there are 5,000 hotel rooms within walking distance of this campus.
Yes.
And so there Amen. Are not only rooms available here, but there are hotels on the right, left side, and I know you'll find a reasonable place that, and we have a great, I think we only have a few rooms left. We may even be full, but if we're full, there's a courtyard next to us, there's a Days Inn next to us, and you just get here, and we just look forward to welcoming you.
Amen. What a phenomenal word, and let me encourage you. You will feel the peace of God and the atmosphere there already. And with a man of prayer that's praying 7-8 hours, people that are interceding, there's going to be a release of God's power. I wrote down as Pastor Greg mentioned, he said he felt that there would be an avalanche of an open heaven and Amen. Answered prayers. Amen. That's encouraging. Some of you, some of us have prayed and prayed and we've stricken the ground. And let me encourage you, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance is being released because an open heaven, an open window has come. And
you know, Apostle, I just have to say, you are so in tune with the Holy Spirit. I love that so much. For you to write those words down, I didn't remember even saying them, but I have to tell you, that is word for word what I heard in my spirit from the Lord. I tell people, I may not preach like Dr. Morris Rule. There was really nobody like him.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like anybody except who God has asked me to be. But one thing I have received from this incredible prophet of God that is a gift from God and it's an impartation from his life is the ability to hear the voice of God. And I heard the voice of God say those exact words that there would be an avalanche of answered prayers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during the Lord teaches to pray conference.
Hallelujah.
Why would God not do that? We're coming to him saying, Lord, I want to pray better. I want to touch you better. I want to be closer to you than I've ever been before. You know, the disciples could have asked Jesus, Lord, teach me to prosper. Lord, teach me to raise the dead. Lord, teach me to heal the sick. Lord, teach me to preach. But they said, you know, like Larry Lee said, they watched Jesus. He went from one place of prayer to another, and in between he worked miracles. And they understood that if they were going to work the works of God, and Jesus said that you will work greater works than me, they understood that the secret to the life of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the secret to the ministry of Dr. Morris Cirillo, we are in a $220 million debt-free facility that God used a two-year-old orphan boy that was raised in an Orthodox Jewish orphanage, received Jesus Christ at the age of 14, was taken into heaven, was commissioned by God for 75 years to the nations of the world. This is the God of Morris Cirillo. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of the impossible. He is the God who said that all things are possible. So you're coming to a place that believes in the power of prayer. And I believe that we will see something very supernatural, avalanche of answered prayer. You come expecting.
Amen. You're stirring. They say in certain areas, Pastor Greg, you're stirring the grits. The grits, my inner man is jumping. The Bible says that when Mary began to talk, the baby in her auntie began to leap. Elizabeth began to leap. There's a leaping happening. Some of you are feeling what I'm feeling, even the last 3 or 4 minutes. The anointing's been on this podcast. We're not going to just leave you in a few moments when we're done. We're not in a rush. We are going to pray with you, and some of you are going to begin to feel fire and heat on your body. And when you do, it's going to be a sign and an indication that the miracle has started. Now, every time God would release a manifestation, there was an instruction, you know, stretch out your hand, go dip 7 times, you know, spit on the mud, whatever the instruction was, it would reveal and manifest the work of God. There's always an instruction that precedes a manifestation. Yeah. And let me encourage you while you're listening. Something's flowing on the air now. I can feel it as Pastor Greg began to talk about that open heaven. I felt something and the avalanche of answered prayers. See, there's an appointed time in the scriptures. The word appointed time deals with the set moment that before the foundation of the world, God ordained that you would be watching this podcast, watching the review, even watching the replay, that you would be in position to receive from his spirit and his power an impact. And he said this earlier as well. You know, God wants to not just give you information, but an experience. And I thought as soon as I heard those words, I heard the Lord say, he said, go and wait on the promise of the Father until you be endued with power. And so that waiting was an encounter in an upper room that empowered them to change the world as we know it. 120 in an upper room praying and seeking God between Passover and Pentecost. 50 days, a jubilee had come, and they got in position and they came together. Like, we're calling you together this weekend at the Legacy Center at RTA. We're calling you into position. Now, let me remind you, 500 saw him go. Where did the 380 go? I said, God, what happened? How is it possible? 3 days he was in the grave, 40 days he walked in the earth. So there were 7 days that they couldn't wait. 7 days, 380 got lost. Where did they go? And the Lord told me, I can only multiply what I discipled. 12 disciples, 120. I said, amen. I understand it now. Sometimes you got to decrease before you increase. But these 120 got in position And this sound released a revelation of the fire and the presence of God, that experience came upon them. And a man named Peter stood up. He had just failed Jesus not long ago. He had just gone through the greatest tribulation of his life, denying the Lord three times. The Bible says now this man was changed. He had been sifted. He had been weighed. Now he was converted. There was a change in this man. He stood up to preach the first message at Pentecost, and 3,000 heard this message and charged the kingdom of heaven. Let me encourage you. Souls are going to come running to the kingdom. Your families are going to come running to the kingdom. This experience, we're not asking you to get there because we need anything from you. We're telling you there's an open heaven. Answered prayers are coming. People should be running and what God is going to do, we've never seen it. I heard it. God said something about the specific month of August leading into September. The ninth month is going to be a September to remember. God is going to set you up. So as you're listening, we pray. They shared they shared that website. They'll put that back up. If you can be in the building, I'm going to encourage you I'm going to charge you in the Holy Ghost. Get to the house of God. Get to the legacy. If you cannot, I'm going to ask you to be online watching, having your oil ready, having your worship ready. Again, there are those watching from South Africa. God bless you. There are those watching from London. There are those watching from Pakistan. Wherever you're watching us from around, I'm glad you're sharing that. This is going to be a phenomenal move of God, not just because we said so, but because God said so. Something's going to happen. Something's going to release, and I'm excited about it. Go ahead, Pastor Greg.
Wow. I tell you what, I'm ready to start right now. And, and I love the statement that's on the banner that you just showed. It's a great statement from Dr. Morris Rule. And it says the future belongs to the intercessor. Mm. I know that the people that are on this podcast, these are men and women that really have a heart for God to use their life in prayer and in intercession. They have a calling to the secret place of the Most High God. They are the Peters, the James, the Johns, the Esthers that are on this. And we can't wait. I just want to thank you, Apostle, for giving us the opportunity to be on this incredible podcast with you today. I can't wait to see you and the team tomorrow. And I can't wait for those. I don't believe there is one person that has connected today that has connected by accident.
That's right.
Legacy is for you. This conference is for you. And we say, let your kingdom come.
Come on.
Let your will be done, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. Well, we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Greg to lead us in a moment of prayer. I'm going to come right behind him, and we're going to conclude, and then we're going to let you take your leave. Get ready for this weekend. They're going to show that flyer again. We've got the 22nd through the 24th tomorrow night. The move of God, Dr. Larry Lee, Pastor Sarah Morgan, Pastor Miles McPherson, Becky Cirillo Henderson, Pastor, again, Legacy. We've got Legacy at the Legacy Center. The granddaughter of the general will be with us. I'll be in that session Friday. I'm going to make sure I'm there to watch and see what God does. Pastor Al Valdez and Pastor Matthew K. Thompson. It's going to be phenomenal. And again, the future belongs, Dr. Cirillo said, it belongs to the intercessor, the prayer warrior, the one who stands in the gap. God promises them that the future belongs to them. So this is phenomenal. Pastor, if you would lead us in just a few minutes of prayer, and then I'm going to come right behind you, and then we're going to get ready to dismiss the people. If you can, we'd really appreciate it. Amen.
Well, you know, I just want to say to everyone that is connecting now, who will be watching this, the Bible declares there are two things that we must believe about God. Number one, that he is. I know you believe that. And number two, that he is a rewarder.
Come on.
Of those who diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. And I declare that your reward is on this podcast. I declare that thing that you have been waiting for in your family and your finances, I declare your promotion is in motion. God is going to open doors. The month of new beginnings. And I believe that God is birthing us into a September to remember. I believe these next 21 days are going to be an incredible 21 days of an avalanche of answers to prayer, answers to stubborn prayer. I'm talking about loved ones that have been away from the Lord, loved ones that have been bound by addiction, loved ones that have been bound by habits that have been continually bringing them down. I declare that there is a breakthrough that is coming. God is going to reward you openly for how you have met with him privately and how you have sown privately. And so, Father, I just thank you today, Lord, that anointings never leave the earth. Father, I pray for a double portion, God, of the anointing that you grace the life of Dr. Morris or Teresa. Lord, I pray that you would release, Lord, a dimension of that, Lord, to each one that has connected today. Lord, just like Elijah said, if you see me, Lord, he said, if you'll stay connected, Lord, there is a transfer that takes place when we connect, oh God, with your prophet, when we connect, oh God, with your kingdom. And so, Lord, I just ask, oh God, that you would, Lord, reward, Lord, those that are on this, God, today. Bless them in the way that they need it the most. Your word declares, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that doors are opening. God, I thank you that family restoration. Lord, I thank you that financial blessing. Lord, I thank you for promotion. Lord, I thank you for God increase. Lord, I thank you for overflow. Lord, and I pray that, Lord, those that can, Lord, will come. Lord, and I pray that you would just put a stirring in the hearts of your people, Lord, to give you these next 3 days, Lord. And Lord, I pray that as we do, Lord, that you will take it as a seed and that, Lord, you will cause it to increase, Lord, and that you would rise up and let every enemy be scattered. We give you the praise and the glory for this season, Lord, that you have called us to, and your reward, Lord, that is on this podcast even now. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I just agree with the man of God that every prayer, every decree that went forth, I heard this the same word, the stubborn prayer that didn't want to be answered. The resistant, the thing that got worse the more you prayed, the thing that increased in negativity, in fervor, in attack. God said, this is the moment for the answered prayer. The word of the Lord is there's an open heaven and there'll be an avalanche of answered prayer this week. Yeah. We just echo in the earth what you've said. Let bodies be healed, let minds be delivered, let yokes be destroyed because of the anointed one and his anointing. We agree now with your spirit, Holy Ghost, that you're moving even now. Let warmth begin to flow through the airways. Let bondages be broken. Let aneurysms, let migraines be stopped. Let issues of backs and I even see intestinal tracts coming into order. You're going to be able to eat well. Someone's having an issue eating and digesting. And I decree that by the Spirit, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. I see almost like Jeremiah, and God put a word in you and you've been sitting on it, but it's become like fire in your bones. It's time to say what God said and do what God told you. Mm-hmm. I even see now, as you're listening, there's a few on the line that are in need of a housing miracle, mm-hmm. a miracle of housing. You've got just a few weeks and maybe even a month or so to find the next location. Do not be afraid. I prophesy houses you didn't have to build and wells you did not have to dig. I declare there will be an intervention in your housing situation so that God would be glorified and your family would be provided for. I declare now that the Spirit of God that is even flowing from your presence and the oil of the mantle, let it heal, let it deliver. Let yokes be destroyed. I speak against cancer. I come against cataracts. I decree that by the power of the blood of Jesus, miracles are working even now, that you'll get all the glory and you'll get all the honor. I thank you for this, and we thank you for what you're yet about to do over the next 3 to 4 days, God. Mm. Let this month be finished strong. Let this new beginning manifest. And I pray there would be no lack in their life according to the riches of your glory. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you agree, I need you to type amen with the men of God. Say amen. Pastor Greg, it's been a phenomenal time. The presence is so strong. I'm sad to have to get off, but I know that it's only going to get stronger tomorrow, Saturday, Friday. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. So again, any closing words before we go?
Just, I love you so much. We love your wife. We love your ministry. We feel like we've known you forever, even though we've just begun to get to know each other. And you are the real deal. And I believe that it is not a coincidence that you are a part of this weekend. And I'm just honored to be a partner with you and with the Lord and to facilitate something great that I believe that is going to happen. And I can't wait to see many of your friends and partners join us online, here in person. Legacy Center is 875, I hope I'm right about this, 875 Hotel Circle South. You just look at Google Legacy International Center. And our website is mcwe.com. And we'll be streaming all of the services beginning tomorrow night, 7 o'clock California time. And then Friday, 10 a.m., Miles McPherson, 11 a.m., Becky Cirillo. And then 7 p.m. Friday night is Dr. Larry Lee. And then Saturday morning at 10 a.m. will be our dear Pastor Al Valdez, 11 a.m. Dr. Larry Lee. And then Saturday afternoon, Prophetess Sarah Morgan at 2 o'clock. Saturday's a big day. 6 o'clock, Apostle Nathaniel, and then 7 o'clock, Dr. Larry Lee. And then we're closing in an anointing impartation. Apostle will be laying hands. Pastor Dr. Larry Lee, who many consider the founder of the worldwide prayer movement. Dr. Morris, will you call Larry the Apostle of Prayer?
Yes.
And it's going to be just a highlight, I believe, of our Christian life. And so thank you for having me with you today, and I look forward to having you with us tomorrow.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Let me encourage you also, if you're going to be there Saturday, bring your oil so we can pray over your oil. So we're going to anoint you, but we're anointing you to anoint. All right? You're going to be anointed to go anoint stuff. So if you can, if you're listening, bring your oil with you. When I say this, sometimes they'll bring gallons of oil, 2-3 gallons. We're going to pray over those oil vessels. You anoint your car. You anoint your bank account. You anoint your child. You put it on a loved one who's running. Put on their pillow. God is going to do something because the anointing is transferable and it is tangible. So we're not only going to anoint you, we're anointing you to anoint. And as you do, you're going to destroy the works of the devil. Hey, Pastor Greg, I'm excited. I'm. You know, we could be here another hour, but we got to go. It's an important time that we rest. We love you too, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow. We can't wait to enjoy the time, the presence. It's going to be phenomenal. And I look forward to having you again on soon. Blessings, man of God.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank all of you for being with us. Again, Kingdom Living, Bona, thank you for being with us. Lisa, Sister Lisa, thank you for being with us. Sister Mary, Sister Melissa, all of those watching, the Lord bless you, Sister Marissa, Sister Gloria, Sarah, thank you, Brother Marco. God is doing something great. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know it's phenomenal. And I want to, again, thank Pastor Greg Morrow and the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center International Ministry for all that they've done and all that they're about to do for the kingdom of God in this season. Brother David Cirillo and the family, we're praying over you. We're looking forward to a mighty move. It's been great. Sister Spring, God bless you, woman of God. We can't wait to have you with us at This Rock International. We're going to probably make some time soon to have maybe Pastor Greg come and preach and teach for us as well. So it's going to be a great, great time. God is connecting. And what God joins, no one can put asunder. This is the beauty of God's divine purpose and timing. So again, they're going to put this up this weekend. We will be, I'm going to ask them to put up the Lord Teach Us to Pray one more time. Lord Teach Us to Pray this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will be in San Diego. I will be teaching Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for 1 hour. The RTA worship team will be leading a short time of prophetic release. I'll get behind them. I'm coming to bring the word of the Lord. Again, Prophetess Sarah Morgan will be there that Saturday at 2 p.m. if you can get there, but get there all weekend. Also, an RTA flyer. We will also be Friday night with our good friend, Apostle Rocky, a covenant brother, Martinez, and Life Christian Center. So Thursday night, we'll be at the Legacy Center. Friday morning, we'll be at the Legacy Center. Friday evening, we will be at Life Christian Center. They can put that flyer up one more time. Life Christian Center, Friday night. And Jordan Morris will be opening the conference. That's the 23rd of August, this Friday. Saturday morning, we're going to be shortening our session. We will have a session. Apostle Rocky will be teaching at 10 a.m. We'll be concluded by noon to make our way to be with Prophetess Sarah Morgan at 2 p.m. at the Legacy Center. Then at 6 p.m., I'll be teaching the Word of God and preaching with, I believe, there's a fire that's already flowing. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to be anointing. Dr. Larry Lee will come behind us. We will be anointing you and anointing you to anoint. That you take that oil with you. The power of God is going to go with you. You don't want to miss that. So please, if you can, share the podcast. If you were blessed, I know you were, the anointing on Pastor Greg that he caught from the man of God, Dr. Cyril, is evident. He's a man of God. He walks with the Lord. He loves God. We met Brother Greg a few months ago, and his wife, just a wonderful anointing on them as they've served God for more than 30 years. So God bless you. We're grateful for that. Sister Mary, God bless you. Pastora, we're so excited. God is going to be glorified. Pastora Lorraine, Sister Sandra, God bless you. So thank you for joining us. Just a few brief announcements. Tonight at 7 p.m., we will be at This Rock International Ministries in the city of Riverside, California. You can meet us here. If you cannot be here in person, you can watch online. But tonight at 7 p.m., we will have a midweek glory encounter. I'll be bringing the word of God tonight. It's going to be phenomenal. God's been moving in a tremendous, tremendous way by the power of God. They're going to show these two flyers one more time. RTA begins, RTA begins Friday night, Saturday morning, and I'll be concluding Sunday. I will be this Sunday with Apostle Rocky and the Life Christian Center Church concluding the service on Sunday. Also, you can look up, they can put Lord Teach Us to Pray. Lord Teach Us to Pray. That'll be Saturday night where I'll be ministering at 6 p.m., but that begins tomorrow night. I'll be there tomorrow, Thursday night, there to support. Friday morning, come and support. Even Friday night, we'll be with Avengers Jordan Friday night, Pastor Rocky in the morning, but we'll be back and we'll enjoy the whole weekend. This Sunday, while I am in San Diego, we have a very special guest, Evangelist Jordan Morris, a worldwide minister, a preacher of the gospel. He'll be opening the conference Friday night, but he'll also be coming back home to preach the word of God to This Rock International. So This Rock International this Sunday at 12 noon. Make sure you're in the building. God's power is going to be exalted. Souls are going to be saved. Lives are going to be converted. And the hand of God is going to be phenomenal. Make sure you're there. I've also want to encourage you to watch our Take It By Force broadcast on Faith TV. There they go, Take It By Force. We are now on Faith TV in the U.S., coast to coast, on television, on DirecTV, on Faith TV Sundays at 8 p.m. We are also on Faith TV in the U.K., at 8 p.m., you can watch that by scanning the code and you can be a part of that. Pray for that. We're coming to South Africa. God is telling us, get ready for that step and that leap. It's going to be phenomenal. We believe God is going to minister in a great, great way. If any of you are interested in finding a way to give, there's a giving link. There's a link there. If you want to give through Zelle, you can do that. Give through text. You can go to thisrockinternational.org. There's a giving link there, or PayPal. We believe that God responds to worship, and giving is an act of worship. Do we have to? No, we get to. So God bless you on behalf of This Rock International, Raising the Altar, and the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center. God bless you and your family. Please be sure, again, thank you. Please be sure to make sure you share and like the podcast if you were ministered to. We can't wait to see you all weekend. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time tonight at 7 p.m., tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and all weekend. God is going to be glorified. We love you. We can't wait to see you again soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.